You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. Syracuse received a major investment Thursday in its efforts to expand and create tech jobs that would hopefully lead vulnerable populations to self-sustaining careers. JPMorgan Chase awarded Syracuse $3 million in the Advancing Cities Challenge that includes several strategies to foster inclusive growth. The funds will be allocated to create job training opportunities and support for continued collaborations between businesses and local nonprofits. Northeast Middle Market head Thelma Ferguson says Syracuse mirrored the company's pillars of success.
Skill set, jobs, focusing upon small businesses, making sure that neighborhoods are revitalized, such as the Southside neighborhood, and then having all of that culminate into financial health.
So how did Syracuse get selected as one of 250 proposals? The president of economic inclusion at CenterState CEO, Dominic Robinson, is partially credited with assembling the winning proposal.
To meet people where they're at, help them curate, you know, their interests, refine their skills, and then ultimately build that bridge between where they have, you know, been from a network standpoint to find access to employers and the opportunities that they bring and convert that into jobs and then convert those jobs into wealth creation.
Robinson estimates that 700 people over a three-year span would receive job training. In the end, he thinks that could lead to at least 450 people to advance their careers or secure jobs. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waer.org.